Youth Concern, based in Aylesbury Vale and supporting vulnerable 13 to 25 year olds, including homeless young people, has joined 100 other frontline charities to call for a strategy to end youth homelessness. 129,000 young people, that's under 25s, approached their local council as homeless last year, but the true scale of it is much larger. Homelessness is a hidden issue, particularly for young people, and that's why Youth Concern in Aylesbury Vale is calling for a cross-departmental strategy to end youth homelessness. We're joining National Charity Centrepoint and other youth centres and charities across the UK to plan for the 129,000. That's the name of our campaign. Our own research found that there is 22% more youth homelessness in Aylesbury Vale than the national average. 15 months ago, we shared our findings with Buckinghamshire Council and with other stakeholders while continuing to offer accommodation to homeless and vulnerably housed young people through our Next Step project and Night Stop Aylesbury. But together now, with these 100 other charities and with the backing of all of our MPs, we would like a national strategy to end youth homelessness. We could do so much more. We could break the barriers that prevent young people from needing emergency accommodation. When we think about homelessness, we usually picture somebody sleeping rough in an underpass or by a train station. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. We don't know the true extent of hidden homelessness, of people living in temporary and precarious accommodation. And we don't often think about teenagers and young adults who don't have a safe bed. We met Maya a few years ago. She benefited from Youth Concern support when she became homeless at 19. She said, "I spent my first homeless night in a car. It was so cold. I spent another night behind an abandoned building. And I slept on friends' sofas until they got tired of me being there. Youth Concern were amazing. Through them, I stayed with a really nice lady. Now I've got a job and I've got somewhere good to live. My mental health is better and I'm managing it. I owe so much to this amazing charity." So with COVID and the cost of living crisis, youth homelessness is getting worse across the UK. And the issue is that young people's experience of homelessness is different from other age groups, so the solutions have to be different. Young people have been systematically overlooked in local and national homelessness and housing strategies. And that's why we want the government to adopt a cross-departmental strategy to end youth homelessness as a manifesto commitment informed by young people who've experienced homelessness. Thank you so much for helping me put this message out, and we really hope that the local and national government listen, and together we have a bolder and youth-specific response to the issue of youth homelessness in the UK.